From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. The latest results from the Marketplace Edison Research poll are in, a survey of 1,036 people, the 1st through the 8th of this month. A year ago, 33% of Americans were more fearful about being able to pay their monthly bills, losing their job, or saving for retirement. Now it's up to 39%, despite the official statistics showing the economy is improving. Let's explore this with Larry Rosen, president of Edison Research. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good, although maybe not so good for voters. Economic anxiety, as we've been measuring it, is up again.
Yeah, and up dramatically. And it's just so interesting. If we go back to the genesis of this project, when we first started working together on it, the idea behind it was the very strong sense we had that even as sort of cold, hard economic data was trying to argue that people should be feeling better about things, all of your reporting and our instincts were saying, we don't see that people are getting the message. And if you look at the now year that we've been tracking this data in our fourth report over the course of a year, even as those data points coming from the government and other places seem to be indicating things improving, people's level of anxiety and concern about their personal economy and the direction of the economy in general seems to be getting worse.
And it's not marginal. I mean, a year ago, 33% say they were losing sleep about their personal financial situation. And in this latest survey, it's up further.
I don't think you can avoid at all the fact that it must be the election season that is driving these numbers in the direction that they are going. And, you know, when you think about it, you have the two major party candidates both basically saying that the economy is bad and needs dramatic improvement. And, you know, if you have two people both telling you that, one maybe a little bit more dramatically than the other, but even the nominee, Hillary Clinton of the incumbent party, is not exactly talking up the happy days are here again story. And so how can cold, hard data from the government compete with that narrative coming from both sides of the election?
But you have to believe that the rhetoric has to jibe with what some people are feeling. If it was coming from left field or right field, the rhetoric wouldn't work. But the people feel what they feel, and it can't just be what they're seeing in campaign ads or in debates.
Right. And we started digging into this a bit more in our last survey. And in this survey, we really dug into this sense that the system is rigged. And I think that really gets to the root of why people feel that they're falling behind. We had the same number of people, a huge number of people say that they believe the economic system in America is rigged. But what we did this time was say, well, who's it rigged for? Who's benefiting from this rigging? And the results of that were just really fascinating.
I want to ask you about that next, but first, I just wanted to point out that 57% of Trump supporters in our survey here think the economy's rigged, but more, 63% of Clinton supporters say it's rigged. But if you ask individual groups who it's rigged for, this economy that seems unfair, what do we find?
No matter who you're intending to vote for on November 8th, there's a few groups that sort of everyone seems to think the economy is rigged for. One is just the rich, that the economy is rigged for the rich, and you do hear both candidates speaking to that topic. There's also a huge percentage, 89% of our respondents who say the economy is rigged, say that it's rigged for politicians, which is a fascinating finding, that the politicians presumably are rigging things for themselves. And then nearly as large number of people saying that it's rigged for corporations, 86% say the economy is rigged for corporations. But then you get some really interesting stories where Clinton supporters just completely have a different perspective than Trump supporters. So, for instance, 62% of Clinton supporters, many of whom, of course, are not white, say that the economy is rigged for white people. Meanwhile, 56% of Trump supporters say the economy is rigged to benefit minorities, compared to only 19% of Clinton supporters. And we see similar discrepancies on various campaign themes. A huge percentage of Trump supporters say the economy is rigged to benefit immigrants, compared to only 19% of Clinton supporters who feel that way. And two-thirds of Trump supporters say the economy is rigged to help people who are on government assistance, and less than a third of Clinton supporters feel that way.
Think about the polarization implied by those findings. The idea that many Trump supporters think the economy is rigged in favor of African-American people, and African-American people are not feeling that way.
I think that many of us thought and hoped that race would not be such a defining issue in our politics and in our daily lives, as far as we think we are here in 2016. But our data, and pretty much all pollsters' data, shows that it's still a huge, huge factor in how one views America, how one views their politics, and in our case, for our survey, how they view sort of their personal economy and how they interact with the economy.
Now, back to America, land of opportunity here. What are the percentages of people, when you break them up by demographics and by gender, what are the percentages of people who feel secure financially at this point, beginning of October?
Right. So we ask a question, a pretty straightforward question, about whether or not you feel financially secure. And only 34% of Americans in our survey said, yes, they feel financially secure. So that obviously two-thirds of Americans do not feel that way. And we do see big differences among different groups. The group that really stands out, speaking to the topic we were just on, is African Americans, where only 19% of African Americans say they feel financially secure, as compared to much higher percentages of whites and even Hispanics, where 36% feel secure. And we also see a very large discrepancy when it comes to men versus women, 42% of men feeling financially secure as compared to 28% of women. So it may be just how people relate to their economy, because there's not a lot of evidence that men have more income or more sort of discretionary income, things of that nature. So men maybe are more disposed to just feeling financially secure.
So interesting. And just to loop back into this cascade of numbers, white people surveyed and Hispanic people surveyed each report about the same percentage of feeling financially secure, 37, 36% right in there. But when you ask African-American people, it's way down at 19%.
Right. And I think this speaks to things we've looked at in our surveys in the past. It's really a legacy kind of issue where it's sort of generation after generation has not been able to build up any kind of nest egg, any kind of safety net, personal safety net that allows someone to feel secure. In the past, we've asked, for instance, if you had a surprise $1,000 bill that you had to pay, could you pay it? African-Americans were less likely to be able to say they could pay it. But even after that, we said, do you have someone you could turn to for help to pay it? And African-Americans were much less likely to have somewhere to go if they were, even if they couldn't pay it themselves. So you see that there's sort of layers of problems that African-Americans face that many people of who aren't African-American don't seem to face quite the same way.
One of our missions here on this program is to report official assessments of the economy as well as non-official assessments of the economy. You asked people about what they make of all this data that comes out from the government about jobs, you know, unemployment, employment. What did you find?
Yeah, I thought this was utterly fascinating. One quarter of Americans in our survey told us they completely distrust the economic data reported by the federal government. For instance, statistics like the unemployment rate or the job statistics or consumer spending figures. And so a quarter of Americans said they completely distrust this data. And the difference between Trump supporters and Clinton supporters was really striking. Nearly half, 48% of people who say they intend to vote for Donald Trump, told us they completely distrust the economic data reported by the government, as compared to only 5% of Hillary Clinton supporters. And no matter who's elected, this is going to be a problem for the president. If people believe, you know, I think about these lifelong economists and statisticians from the government who presumably are apolitical putting out this data, and they've frankly been largely politicized as part of our process here. And I do think that if people can't trust what you and I may think of as just sort of facts, everything becomes that much more challenging and speaks to perhaps some of the anxiety that we've always been talking about in these discussions. Is if you don't know who to believe, if you don't know who to trust, I would think very naturally it's going to make you more anxious.
Well, we've done some reporting in this area, and you talk to conservative economists, you talk to liberal economists, people in the middle, and they embrace the economic data. They don't think it's necessarily politicized. But that said, when they tell you, when guys like me tell you that the unemployment rate has gone down and things are getting better and you're out of work, you distrust the data.
Yes, I think there's that human element that is always part of where statistics and people can not cross with each other. You know, if you're planning to vote for candidate A and the polls in when the actual election comes and candidate A doesn't win, often you're shocked because most people you know were voting for that candidate. And so there's always that disconnect in sort of the wider world as compared to, you know, things as cold as statistics.
All right. Larry Rosen, president of Edison Research, with the latest Marketplace Edison Research Poll findings. Larry, thank you.
Of course. Thanks, David.